This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
And the time now, it's 9:10. Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday.
The fifth
of September. It's also the fifth of Elul, the Jewish month. And it's also Thursday, the fifth day of the week. Now you'll tell me, no, it's not. It's only the fourth day of the week. So let me tell you, Peter, the week starts on Sunday.
That's the Israeli week, yes.
That's not the Israeli week. That's how God makes the week. He started on Sunday.
I haven't spoken to God for a while.
You just need to read a book. It's a very good book. I think a couple of people read it. It's been a bestseller a couple of times. It starts with a B. Moshe, you heard about it. What book? The Bible. The Bible. It's written over there.
Okay.
I just forgot the name 1 second. But it's highly recommended, eh?
Yes, all the highly good recommended. Read it.
Is it?
Yes,
I don't think
that's
so.
What
yeah, yeah. you are here with us in the show, Roy and friends. It's Thursday morning. We have with us, as always, Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
I'm great. Nice to be here again from last night.
Yeah, I was last night.
Yeah, it was good. We saw Tammany and her new play. We just remember we interviewed her and Penny last week.
Yes.
So last night I went to see the play. It's a mystery. It's a murder thing. And it's a work in progress. There's little things that don't quite work, but otherwise it's enjoyable. Yeah.
And it's a small little play in Otton General Theatre on the Square in Sandton. Great little theatre that we here support and love very much what they're doing. A lot of local talent. And now in the next week or two, going to be what we talked about last week. The show Cupcakes and Commiserations.
That's good, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I learned. And even the name, I had it hard and the name is Tammany and...
Tammany Barton, she's very good.
Tammany Barton is the actor?
There's two of them. There's her and there's the guy who plays her husband.
Her husband. Yeah, but we only had Tammany in the studio.
The director.
And we had the director, Penny...
Bramwell Jones.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yes. Two very nice and talented ladies, and yeah, we want to support them and support the theater, support Daphne and what she's doing over there that we think it's amazing, and we will keep on supporting them, and you guys more than welcome to go and watch some local entertainment, very good, high quality, that's what we need.
And she's got a couple of comedians coming in towards the end of the month, October. We hope to bring them into the studio. Goliath.
We love comedians. They're making the show very, very light.
Make us laugh.
Yeah, and they make us laugh. That's the best thing ever. Mm. Speaking about local entertainment, Peter, before we move on, we're going to talk a little bit just now about the Joburg Film Festival.
That's right. I went to the launch yesterday. Mm. Joburg Film Festival. It's an annual event. This is the third edition. It's going to be at the end of November from the 19th until the 24th. They're showing over 60 films, productions, documentaries, short films from all over Africa and some from overseas. And it's a great festival. It's going to be at 6 different venues. And interestingly enough, Theatre on the Square is also going to be part of the Joburg Film Festival because they're going to use the stage for lectures on filmmaking and films. And like bringing in overseas directors to talk to people because, you know, we're very film conscious in South Africa and, the South African film industry is really moving ahead. I mean, I was talking last night about a film called The Back of the Moon.
Yes.
About Sophia Town, film that's very good, very well made. It captures the era and, it's very violent at times because it deals with the gangsters in Sophia Town and a love story between one of the gangsters and a singer who, frequent.
But I also think that it changed. If 30, 40 years ago, you could give the right clues and put the right points, and that will be enough. Today, the audience want to see visually exactly the violence, the sex, the everything visually. That's what the audience is looking for. I think that this is what makes movies a little bit more real, or if you want to call it vulgaric.
I'm a great believer in theater of the mind. So what you don't see, you make up. And the olden day films where you didn't actually see the violence, it left it to your imagination. Now we have one school of thought who think we got to see, like Tarantino, you see everything. Or you get some subtlety. You know, there's two movies I'm going to see today, and both are in the supernatural field. One is called Polaroid, which I'm going to see late this afternoon. It's about a guy who's got a camera. He finds this old camera, and there's certain things in this camera which you don't want to know about. And then I'm going to see It, which is the Stephen King movie, which opens on Friday. I'm hoping to see it tonight. They're showing it tonight. Otherwise, what I reviewed last night was After the Wedding, and we had our competition around it. So if people want to enter, they still can. There's still baby codes.
We'll go to it now. Maybe we'll review the movies again and we'll give them a chance to win a couple of tickets.
Yeah.
With pleasure. Thank you, Peter. And we'll talk a little bit more about the festival, about the film festival, and you will tell us a couple of
some of the
examples.
Movies,
what we can expect to in November, in town. Also with us is Moshe Staograd. Good morning, Moshe.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Very well.
How did you sleep last night?
Very well.
Like a baby.
Like a baby, that's right. I woke up after 2 hours, start crying.
Okay.
Mother's milk, eh?
Yeah, okay. And tell me, you are missing your daughter? She's overseas?
Yeah, she's coming back tomorrow.
She's coming back tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, that's nice.
Where's she been? Israel?
Yeah.
I saw some pictures on Facebook, having a good time.
After you go to Israel once, it's hard to go on a holiday somewhere else, I tell you. You know that it's so nice over there. Now it's the end of the summer. The weather is a little bit nicer. The flowers start blooming because they feel the...
Tomorrow's going to be very cold, 17 degrees, can you believe it?
Not where? In Israel.
No, here.
Ah, here.
We're talking about Israel.
Okay. No, that's not cold. 17 degrees, it means that it's going to be 22, 23. Don't believe what they tell you in the,
okay.
In the news.
Don't believe everything you see on TV.
What you read in the papers.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to a song. This song is by Will Smith, and it's called Just the Two of Us. And I want it's a song that I put for my little brother. My little brother had supposed to have a birthday today. He was supposed to be 32, but he's not with us for the last 10 years. So, Alex, that's for you.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Perez.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. Peter,
yes.
Let's talk a little bit about let's start with the movies. Let's give the guys some chance to answer us into what movies we had yesterday.
Well, last night I discussed three movies. Two movies I'd seen, and the third movie, as I said, is called It, and I'm going to see that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I discussed Back of the Moon, which is another milestone for the South African filmmaking industry, and it goes back in time, and that's where it draws its inspiration. It's about nostalgia. It's a fire town. And they've created a love story between the head of a gang called the Vipers, very bad guy, and the singer, a jazz singer, who used to perform in a club called Back of the Moon. She was leaving Sophiatown to go and overseas. She was going to be in a play in London. And she had a boyfriend who was a boxer. He was abusive. So you had this triangle of relationships. It dwelled on that, and it also dwelled on crime in the township and how they saw it, and the gangsters who took over, they took over completely, and they actually ruled. And it was in 1958, was the one day in 1958, the 28th of July, and that was the day before the police were coming to move them. It was the forced removals. They were moving everybody out of Sophiatown, and that is exactly what happened. In the 24 hours, the film focuses on these characters and how they're going to deal with their life. The girls going overseas, what's going to happen to Badman, who's the character, and it's played by a guy named Richard Lukunku, and the woman is played by Monea Moshesh, and there are a lot of other characters. So, you know, the South African film industry is moving well ahead. The director's Angus Gibson, and he's created the image of a time when we've forgotten about, but he brings it back, and it's very nostalgic because the music, the jazz music, the jazz artists performing at that stage. So that was Back of the Moon. Then there was a movie called After the Wedding with Julianne Moore and Michelle Williams. And Michelle Williams plays a woman who used to be in New York, but she left the country to work in India. She manages an orphanage in India, and they're running out of money. And the Julianne Moore character is wealthy, and she's a donator. She donates to various charities, and they want her to donate to this orphanage in India. But the Michelle Williams character has to go over to New York to actually meet with her so they can discuss the sponsorship. And Julianne Moore's daughter in the movie is getting married. So they ask her to attend the wedding. And there's a whole lot of relationships, past history, things I don't want to discuss on the air because it will spoil anyone going to see the movie. It's called After the Wedding and What Happens with Julianne Moore and Michelle Williams. And Billy Crudup plays Julianne Moore's husband. He's a sculptor and he's also part of the triangle there. So I found it very syrupy, very sentimental, and it's a four-hanky tearjerker because there are a lot of melodramatic instances in this movie. And the third movie, as I mentioned earlier on, is called It. It's a Stephen King movie. It's the final of Pennywise the Clown that's been haunting the small village of Derry and what's happening to the children. And it's very relevant because, you know, so many children go missing even today and what is happening. And, you know, it's great concern to parents. And this film actually attaches itself to this whole phenomenon and what happens. So those are the three movies opening this week. And the question to our loyal listeners is, just name one or two of the actors in After the Wedding. Okay. So that you can send it to us.
Yeah, and to send it to us, you need to use telegram line number 061-895-1019. Or to SMS it to us on 34519, that will cost you $1.50. Yes, Peter?
And now we've just got a couple of T's and C's just got to mention. Okay. The movies are all at New Metro because they've kindly donated these Mobi codes. You can see these movies in the VIP, the 2D and the 3D cinemas, but not at Extreme or in 4DX. The film you can't see on the week of release. You've got to actually wait. You can't book over, you know, online. You've actually got to go with the Mobi codes. Tell them that you're a competition winner on Roy's show and you want your tickets to whatever movie you want to see. And each of the Mobi codes lasts for 3 months. Do it in good time because I had a couple of people phoning say they went and it had expired. There's nothing we can do if you've spent 3 months waiting and seeing the movie and you want to go to the movie and you get there and they tell you, no, it expired yesterday or something. And so you can go onto the New Metro movie site and see what movies are showing and Hyde Park, Bedford View, wherever. Okay.
Yeah, just send us the answer again to telegram number 061-895-1019 or SMS 34519. And we will give you a double ticket to go and watch the movies, guys. There's nothing better than this. We're just speaking about it in the commercial with Moshe. Moshe just telling me that he's watching movies for
many years.
And it wasn't always like this, eh, Moshe? It was different. The whole experience of going to watch a movie.
Yeah, well, it was...
I was talking to Moshe earlier on when we were off air about going to a movie house in Tel Aviv in 73 when I was there. And I never experienced anything like it. The wooden seats, people were eating sunflower eggs and spitting it out. And what was interesting, I went to see Lenny, the movie about Lenny Bruce, the comedian, tragic comedian played by Dustin Hoffman. And they ran Hebrew subtitles, and the Hebrew subtitles were running just ahead of the dialogue. Mm-hmm. So the audience were laughing so loudly that I couldn't actually hear the dialogue of what was being said. And I had to wait until I came back to South Africa to re-see the movie to understand what was going on, because there was a lot of humor, you know, that back and forth. And that was my experience of my first time and only time of an Israeli cinema. But now you tell me, obviously, they've moved into a new era. The movies now in the big
when
malls.
When we were kids, the cinemas were very, very simple. I remember when I was a kid, in the beginning of the 80s, starting to come the chain cinemas. That you go to a shopping mall or to this place and you got 5-6 cinemas in the same place. That was
the complexes.
Amazing. Because before that, there was a building in the middle of the town. There was a building and that was the cinema place.
That's right.
And you used to go and you used to watch the movie. From this time to this time is this movie. From this time to this time it's this movie. Now you got a cinema, for every movie that can run the whole day. It wasn't like this. We used to know exactly what time you need to go. You need to read in the newspaper what is the time, which movie will play what time.
Even here,
otherwise, you're going to lose it. You can't watch the next show.
Tell me
even
something.
Even here, when you go to a movie, you know, let's say I saw a movie once a time in Hollywood. It was 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because, you know, then 7 o'clock is a different movie.
Liel, are the movies now still having Hebrew subtitles? Or
yes.
Yeah, subtitles, and they're doing the dubbing to the for the kids.
Okay.
The voiceover.
Yes.
Because it is not original in Hebrew, so therefore it must be subtitled.
Mm.
No, I think that most of the people cannot watch... listen, when you watch TV in Hebrew, it's all in subtitles. You can't watch English without subtitles. People don't understand.
That's right.
They need to read. Although most of the people in Israel do understand English, but you know, it's fast and it's, you want to enjoy the movie, so you read subtitles.
That's why even when you have theater in Israel, let's say if it's an English original theater, let's say an American play, you have to translate it into Hebrew and then put it on stage. Mm. Whereby in South Africa it's very easy.
Yes.
Because there are the languages there.
Yeah. So always we have the language barrier that we need to solve.
Overcome, yeah.
It's part of it, but we're used to it. You know what? I remember when I was 7 or 8 and I started to getting annoyed with the subtitles because my English was very, very good and I could understand everything. And I like to understand what they're saying and laugh from the joke in English and not from the translation that not always was
doesn't work
up
always,
to
yeah.
par.
Yeah, I know.
So it's really annoyed me and the subtitles, and I stopped looking at subtitles since I was, like I said, 8 or 9 years old. But most of the people without subtitles, they won't
they
understand
lost.
Half
yes,
of it.
Sure.
And it will take the entertainment off. So.
But often the essence is lost in subtitles. I mean, you've got a
definitely.
Good French form and they translate it into American English and
listen,
you don't
Peter,
get it.
If we'll sit one day and I will tell you, the movies that you know, what they called in Hebrew.
Yes, I can imagine.
It got nothing to do with nothing. Say, what is this movie? I say, oh, this is a movie that you watched plenty times. One of the best movies in the world. Why it's called like this? And this is stuff that...
Well, it's all for the market. If you see some of the movies that are screened in some of the African countries in Africa, the name change, the way they market it, because you're marketing for different markets. That's what it's all about. You know, it's a huge industry. You know, we were talking earlier on about the Joburg Film Festival, and we're going to be seeing movies from all over Africa as well as international movies. And I must say, it's very exciting because it's happening
is.
In Joburg.
It is, especially English, because English is the maybe
universal
the most
language, yeah.
universal language, the most popular language mm. in the world. A lot of people knows how to talk it, but English is also complicated, and people that speak Hebrew or Polish or French will not understand a lot of expressions
right.
and a lot of language terms and stuff like this. Especially the English from England. Ooh, this language. Every word have 20 different...
I know, and the spelling of you know, no and kno and whatever.
Yeah,
and
but every word, like we talked about, I don't remember what talked we...
Cockney.
No, we talked about a word last week where it came from and why it's like this.
The origins, yes.
You know, someone said something and it sticks for the last 500 years. Now, this is a term that... not going to go well in every language.
No, it can't. It can't.
You know, that's very complicated.
That's what makes English.
Yeah, but English is a great, great language, I think. Okay, guys, how do you like 70s rock?
Moshe? I love it.
You?
Moish?
Moish? No? Okay, it's Cream, Eric Clapton?
Yes.
You like?
You like.
So used to be the best guitarist in the world.
Guitarist, yeah.
Let's see.
Still is.
Are we ready? Let's listen to this one.
Yeah. You can close your eyes. You're not afraid of anything anyway.
Well, I'm a big girl.
A big girl?
Yes.
Big like old or big like big?
Big like big.
All right. All right. Girl. So who do we have here today? First of all, in the blue corner, wearing all black, Sasha Star.
Where's the line between a girl and a woman?
No, as soon as you get married, you become a woman.
Oh, well, then I'm still a girl.
A woman, yes. I've gone back to being a girl.
What do you mean? I know some 70-year-old chicks, women. Girls.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. Not too many, but I know. No, it's a very fine line of becoming from nice to horrible.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
So, the Joburg Film Festival is going to be from the end of November.
End of November. They're promoting it now.
Yeah.
Because they bring in the movies over a period of time. The key objectives of the Johannesburg Film Festival is to curate, elevate and celebrate a strengthened local and African film and entertainment industry that I think recognizes talented works and the people who create them. The extended Joburg Film Festival program centers around three important elements. One is the film program itself. Then you've got the industry program, which is, they call it Discop. It's like a marketplace where directors and producers get together. They discuss projects. They decide how they're going to finance it.
Brainstorming.
It's brainstorming. And, you know. They have it in Cannes at the film festival. It's quite important.
Yeah.
And then the third is the future, the youth and audience development program. They've got lecturers, people talking about how to make films, how you finance films, what content do you put in, what angle. So it's a workshop too. And this is going to be held at various venues. I mentioned about Theatre on the Square. I think they're going to do quite a few lectures. You know, film lovers will be treated to an impressive list of international and African premieres and film screenings, and they're bringing directors and some stars from overseas to walk the red carpet. The lineup of films include films by Idris Elba. Idris Elba, I must tell you, he's got a movie called Yardie. It's set in the 70s in Kingston and in 80s Hackney. Yardie centers on the life of a young Jamaican man named Dee, who has never fully recovered from his childhood murder of his older brother. And Dee grows up under the wing of the Kingston Don and music producer King Fox. So it's got a lot of music in it, and it's like the life story of this guy and what he tries to do. Then there's another film called Original Sin. It's by Gene Lee. It's from the Americans. It's the language is Spanish. And when an uptight politician walks into the sexually frustrated housewife's seduction of a handsome modern artist, an absurd and hilarious battle of machismo and mind games ensues all before dinner with the in-laws. So that looks like quite an interesting.
I don't know how we see foreign language movies. I don't think it goes very well in South Africa. I don't know about the other places in Africa. I'm sure that the French talking countries,
Spanish,
the French movies or the Portuguese and Spanish. Yeah, but in South Africa, I don't think that a foreign language movie, if it's
works
Spanish,
well. Was never promoted.
Never.
South Africa was always English. It was not.
It's a matter of art, Moshe, because I can understand why a French artist, a French director, want to make a movie in his language, because it makes sense to him. He writes the script and everything.
If you look Israel, you've got from all over. French, Italian, Greek, you know. It's continental.
Good. Israel don't speak all this language. We speak Hebrew or maybe English. Why it's working over there and not working in South Africa?
Because
they're
Jews from all over the world.
Well, the point of a film festival, obviously, is to expose these films, to showcase films we wouldn't normally see in this part of the world. And that's why people go.
But I think a film festival in Africa got an extra value because Africa, it's a special place. And it is a unique place that we want to keep it unique. And part of the stuff, it's the entertainment and the all the art and the movies. We want to keep it very original to Africa because I really don't care about the rest of the world. I'm not saying I want to make movies in Africa that all the world will look at them. But at least for us, it makes a lot of sense for
here's
me to develop.
Here's an interesting movie, Grace Jones.
Oui.
Grace Jones is quite a phenomenon.
It's a blast from the past.
Yes, Bloodlight and Bambi by Sophie Fiennes. I don't know, related to Ralph Fiennes and the Fiennes family.
Oh.
And it's they take you on holiday to Jamaica, to Grace Jones' roots. Yeah.
Is it a documentary?
It's a documentary on the music and the life of Grace Jones. She was an icon. She was an ex-model. She was a famous disco singer. She did other work. And this is a movie about her. And I think a lot of people will want to see Grace Jones. I think she still has a fan following in this part of
the world.
Wasn't
she a Bond girl?
Yes.
Yeah, she
was
did the
Bond
music.
Girl.
Yeah, yeah, she was. Then there's Letters of Hope, which is quite, it's an African movie, and it's about a father is killed and his son has to take up his job, which is set during the apartheid era. And all these letters he's got to take to the people who've left the country and are existing around because they can't come back. So it's Letters of Hope of what's happening in South Africa, how the struggle is going. And this young guy is 16 years old. His name is Jeremiah. And this is what he's got to do. It's called Letters of Hope. And its director is Vuzi Africa. Its language is Xhosa with English subtitles, and it lasts about 75 minutes. It's a drama, and I must say, Apiwi Mkefe and Lutuli Dlamini are in the movie. And it's won awards for artistic bravery at the recent Durban International Film Festival, so that might be worth watching.
Listen, all of them sound very, very interesting, I can tell you that.
Aretha Franklin. You know Aretha Franklin?
I heard about her.
Yeah. Okay. There's also a documentary on her called Amazing Grace.
Okay.
And this is it's from an American background. It's made in America. The directors are Alan Elliott and Sidney Pollack. Sidney Pollack.
Well, we're definitely going to mention it again.
Is he still alive? He died.
I think so, but who? this is
Sidney Pollack died. No?
Sidney Pollack, I'm pretty sure, is not with us anymore.
Yeah, so this is a movie on Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, and we're going to come back to the closer to the dates and remind you everything. We're just going to put another song and a couple of commercials, and then we're going to say our goodbyes because the time is almost up.
Got to wrap up.
Yep. So I understand you don't like the other one, huh?
Drunken wino was going down the street. One foot on the road, the other foot in the gutter. The cop stood next to him and says, you know, I've got to take you in, sir. You obviously drunk. The wasted guy says to him, officer, are you absolutely sure I'm drunk? He says, yeah, buddy, I'm sure you're drunk. He says, ooh, what a relief. I thought I'm crippled.
This is Wine and Friends with Roy Perez.
And this is our goodbyes. Time now is 9:54 and we're gonna go and leave you.
Thank you, Leo.
In good hands of Chai FM.
Yes.
So from me, Liel, I will wish you a great weekend. Shabbat Shalom. Peter.
Take care. Have a good weekend and look after yourselves.
And Moshe.
Yes. Shabbat Shalom.
And goodbye, everybody. Take care of yourself and be kind to one another. Goodbye.